This call is being recorded.
Be in touch with your breathing now. Take a few deep breaths in, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, rhythmically, gently. Just let yourself relax further and further into a deeper and deeper meditation as we move forward here. Take a deep breath in now. Breathe in the light. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity, anything that is of a 3D nature, 3D matrix. Just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. And then take another deep breath in, breathing in the light. Hold it for a few seconds. And exhale out any darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers and become aware of all of the 9 chakras that have become activated within each and every one of you. Mostly all of the light working community, the light warriors, have reactivated these chakra centers beyond the original 7 chakras. Know that your soul star chakra just above your head and your earth star chakra just below your feet have become reactivated within most, if not all, of the light working community throughout the entire planet. Many of them actually not even knowing anything about this, but not knowing it is not reactivating it. It is done. So now focus on those 9 chakra centers and the color of those chakra centers that is associated with them. And starting from the earth star chakra just below your feet, see that as an earth brown color, earth brown, and red specks or gold specks within it. And then the next chakra at the base of the spine, red, beautiful, bright red color. Next, moving up, orange. The next in the solar plexus area, bright yellow. Next at the heart center, deep blue-green. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, which has also become reactivated, magenta. Chakra at the throat area, sky blue. Moving up to the middle of the forehead, the third eye, the ancient third eye center, which is also becoming more and more reactivated within all of the light working community. Purple or indigo, and the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver, and then the soul star chakra, approximately a foot above your head, pure brilliant white. So now see all of those 9 chakras in their respective colors and the vibration within those colors. For as you raise the intensity of the colors, you also raise the vibration just simply by thinking it, visualizing it, you are raising the vibration within your etheric body, which also raises the vibration within your astral and your physical body as well. So see, now feel, even more important, feel the vibration increasing within you, all three of these bodies now, including your physical body. Feel the vibration along your spinal column. If you do not feel it, don't worry about it. It is what it is for each and every one. Now put your attention at your high heart center, just above your heart center, and the middle of the forehead, the third eye center, and energetically connect the two, which forms a vortex of energy by sending energy from the high heart to the third eye and back down again to the high heart and around, a vortex of energy. And that vortex of energy pulls you, your conscious knowing self, the you that is the I am within you, pulls it in and exit out right there in the middle of your head, right there in the middle of your forehead, looking out through that third eye. You might wonder, why do we do this each time? It's so that you get in the habit of exiting out through your third eye rather than through your third chakra. Most, when they do out-of-body experiences, exit through their third chakra, through their solar plexus area. That is also the center of the ego, and that is not where you want to exit out into the astral realm. But when you exit out through the third eye into the astral realm, you are safe, and also you have all of your light with you as well. So now find yourself standing, floating, just outside of your physical body. Again, if you have trouble visualizing this, just think it, and it is so. But if you can visualize, see your body laying or sitting there, be the observer outside of your physical form now, and feel yourself moving away from your physical body, little by little, floating up, up through the roof of the building, wherever you might be, up into the sky, into the clouds, find yourself floating higher and higher up until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. And once you do that, look around yourself now and see all of our ships that are out here, all of our ships that are docked, some moving, some standing still, and all are cloaked to the third dimensional realm, to those of eyes of only the third dimension. But for those that have eyes to see, as you do now, you can see all of the ships that are here. Become aware of the colors and the sizes and the shapes, the many different types of ships, small, some huge. For you can look out past just this beginning area of what you call space and look out into the solar system and even out into the galaxy and see more and more of the larger and larger ships that are indeed docked outside of the Earth. Now look back down and see your physical body down there. Get that sense that you are both connected to your physical form and also disconnected from your physical form as well. And see the Earth, see the beautiful planet, Earth, Gaia herself. But see Gaia as a being, not as in, not as a non-physical or non-entity, but see her as the being that she is, the archangel that she is, Gaia. See the beauty of this planet, the beauty that was meant for this planet. For as you look now and see her from our vantage point, from the eyes that can see, see the beauty within the fifth dimensional expression of Gaia. See the plants, the trees, feel the air. And you can be both outside of the Earth's atmosphere and also down on the Earth. If you can split yourself into three, that is wonderful. But if not, let yourself move back down to the Earth. Feel the Earth under your feet. Feel the air, the crisp, pristine air that has more and more oxygen now in it than it ever did in the third dimensional realm. Feel the trees that are alive all around you, and the color within the leaves, color like you've never seen before in the third dimensional matrix, for you are now beyond the third dimensional illusion. You are seeing Gaia the way she is right now in this moment, for she has moved into the higher vibrational frequencies of the fifth dimension and even higher. And she yet holds a place for you in the third dimensional illusion. But know that more and more are moving out of that illusion. The illusion is collapsing more and more. And you, as the light warriors, are helping to bring this process about. Even now, as you are doing this experience right now, you are helping to raise the frequency of vibration of the entire planet so that more and more can begin to see as you are seeing. More and more can begin to hear as you are hearing. Feel now the consciousness within all of life around you, the consciousness in the trees, in the plants, in the grasses. Let your mind sweep across the planet as you visualize valleys and mountains. And feel the aliveness within the mountains themselves, as they indeed can talk to you, just as the trees can talk to you, the water can communicate with you. For it is all about consciousness and vibration. And the vibrational frequency in this higher realm can communicate directly with you, just as the animals will be able to communicate directly with you. They can now. They attempt to do that all the time with you now. But do you hear them? No. Much of the time you do not hear them. They are speaking to you. The trees are speaking to you. When you have the ears to hear, when you are open to it. Just as the elemental kingdom is also speaking to you, more and more, and more and more you shall hear them. Now, become aware of the crystalline structures throughout the planet, the great crystals that are everywhere on the planet. They also are cloaked to the third dimensional illusionary expression. But to those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, they are alive to you now. See those great crystals in their fifth dimensional expression and how they are and will continue to become more and more alive, more and more expressive with you. As you raise your vibrational frequencies, you being the collective you across the planet, as more and more are awakening. And now, look up, high up into the solar system, and see the sun. The sun as you know it now. But look beyond that sun and see the next sun. The sun that is in fifth dimensional expression now and is coming forward more and more to be a part of this expression of the new golden age of Gaia. Feel all of life, all of oneness. And the sun's expression, the fifth dimensional expression from the sun coming down through this third dimensional sun. And light and energy coming down and bathing the earth, bathing Gaia in this higher expression of love. It is beyond the third dimension. And finally, see the light coming from this fifth dimensional sun, coming down through all of the crystalline structures throughout the planet, the great crystals that are rising now. And this higher light coming down through the crystals, emanating through the crystals, reflecting by the crystals, and out into the atmosphere. Literally, the crystalline structures coming alive and sending light and higher frequency vibration throughout the planet. And people feeling that expression, feeling that very aliveness from these crystals. And are enlivened by this fifth dimensional sun. And then the resulting expression that happens across the planet, as people have become alive and awakened to who they are and to feel the connection with all of life throughout the planet. Feel the oneness. And how everything shall change in those moments to reflect this higher vibrational frequency. Feeling the I am presence within all things. Within each of you, as you are that I am presence, you are the God consciousness within you and within all things. Now, if you would allow yourselves to find your way back to your physical form from wherever you are. Back to your physical form and bring that higher alive expression, that feeling, that connectedness back into your physical body now. Your astral and etheric body coming back into your physical. Feel yourself literally rejoining your physical body. The vibration that comes into your physical body with this. Your physical body now feeling alive. Coming back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Ashtar, and I come to be with you at this time, in these moments, these special moments that are upon you now, as all of life is awakening around you. All of life is moving more and more into the higher vibrational frequencies as light and energy continues to flood into the planet from the cosmic source. And yes, indeed, the fifth dimensional sun is expressing through now more and more. Up until recently, we and our ships have been holding this energy back so that it would not come too quickly into the planet, would not interfere with your central nervous systems, as they were not quite ready for this. But more and more now, this is being allowed to come through. And as such, everything is coming down around the third dimensional illusion. The house of cards is collapsing rapidly, more and more now. And those that have been in the shadows, those that have held the truth back from the population of this planet, are now being forced to bring this information forward now. Even though they do not want to, they cannot hold it back. For they believe that they have to bring this information forward in order to stay in control. They have been tricked in this way. For as this information comes forward throughout your internet and your many sources of media, the truth is coming forward. And as the truth comes forward, those that have attempted to hold it back are falling and failing rapidly. Those of us in our ships that have been watching over this entire plan, helping it here and there, wherever we could, wherever we were allowed to, more and more we are being allowed to give more and more assistance where it is needed, where it is called for, where it is asked to come forward. We, of course, cannot do it alone. You are our boots on the ground. You are the ones that are calling this energy forth, bringing it to you, bringing the truth forward in any way that you can. And as you have heard many times, this cannot be stopped. No matter what those of the dark forces attempt to do, those of the cabal, the Illuminati, the deep state, whatever you wish to call them, they are no longer in control. Within the illusion, they appear to be in control, but they are not. Because the illusion of the third dimensional matrix is just that, an illusion. The reality is coming forward more and more. And those of the forces of light are many steps ahead of those of the forces of darkness. Many steps ahead so that they can see what is coming even before they put that plan into action. And as they attempt to bring total chaos to the planet, the chaos that they then intended to bring order after, they are not able to do that any longer. Yes, they can provide the chaos, but they are not the ones to bring the order. You are. You, all of you, the Alliance, the White Hats, all of us working with those forces here on the planet. We are all bringing this about, bringing the end of the chaos. And the chaos is coming to an end. First, there shall be more chaos, though. More seeming chaos, I will say. For those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, it is not chaos. It is simply the falling of the veil, the falling of the illusion, more and more. And you all are in place now, just as you intended to be many, many thousands and thousands of years ago when you volunteered to be here. You are in place now, exactly where you need to be. And more of you will feel the call now, feel the call that is reaching out to you to move you ahead upon your mission, whatever that might be, however you feel that you can contribute, now is the time to do so. Find it within your heart, within your high heart, to listen to the call from your higher self, who is now not only whispering, but is beginning to shout more and more to you. Listen to those whispers and listen to those shouts. For it is all up to you, the collective you, as to how this will continue to play out. But play out it shall. Know that as indeed one of yours said earlier on your call, you have the power. Each and every one of you has the power within you to blow this system wide open, to be those system busters that you came here to be. So do it. Just simply do it. Whatever that might take, do it. I am Ashtar. I so appreciate these times that I can be here to share with you and to give you just a glimpse here and there as you read between the lines that myself and many of us, as we bring these messages to you, what you call little hints here and there. For there are always those messages within the messages for you to decipher and for you to discern. All of my peace and love be with all of you. As you go forward now and be those ones that you came here to be, those system busters, for this system must fully come down before the new can arise from it. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om greetings to you. One who serves here, and we are here with our beloved Shoshana, who is back here to assist us and to continue to be a part of this expression of love that we are bringing forth to all of you. And know dearly that it is love that we bring here. We bring it to you because you are ready to accept it. There are many across the planet that would not accept this love, would not accept this expression. But you have that high heart that has opened up and can receive the expression of love from all of us and from your galactic brothers and sisters and everyone else that is bringing this love forward to all of you. We are ready for your questions if you have them.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear good. You. You are always the first one, Thomas, and yes, we hear you loud and clear. But we hope that you, the doubting one, hears us loud and clear as well.
Oh, yes,
you can ask your question, yes?
Okay. Forgive me if this goes beyond what you can say, but I just got the feeling that you and Shoshana and all the other Ascended Masters know the future that we don't know yet. And is that the reason why you can't really tell us the answers to the questions that we have, so that the timelines that are currently in effect won't change, and that's why you say everything is already good, or that the light has already won, because you know the future, and we don't.
We cannot say directly that we know the future. We know the possibilities and probabilities of the future. But we cannot give you all of the information that you are wanting, because it is taking away the surprise from you. And it is then doing it for you, because as we would say what the future might bring, and we give that to you, then you are not the one bringing that future forward. We are bringing it to you, and we cannot do that. We are not allowed to do that. There are times we can go against the expression, and we can bring some of this information that you want forward. That is the reason for this question and answer session, that we can give you some of this. But know that it is couched very often in hidden messages here and there, as Ashtar has said here, the little hints, the little expressions that we can give, that you must go within the message, within the message, as Ashtar said here, and decipher the hints here and there that come forward. Now, it is not only from us here on this call, but from the many different sources that you have, that you then can discern this information coming forward. And many of you do this. And by so doing this, and you having this weekly call here, then you are opening up and sharing to many, many more. Not only those here on the call, but all of those that read and listen to these messages that follow this. You have no idea how many you are reaching out to. But it is also, we wish to say here, that this expression of these calls is going to increase greatly. You are in the process of bringing this forward now, and many of you are going to participate in what you have been asked to do as part of your mission. It is not James and Joanna that are asking for this. It is we, those of us that are working through this group, that are asking you to reach out to others and to bring them forward to the truth that we can bring forward here. Okay, Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
Dear brother, may we share on this?
Of course.
Dear brother, there is so much here. There is so much to share that we do not even know how to approach this. We have said, and you have been told many times, that you are the creators. You are the creators of your reality. We will say that your planet is mostly light. It is pervasive with light, you see. The dark is but a very small percentage, but it has many folds. We will say that you must create your reality, because you are the creator, and you have the light on your side, you see. This planet is mostly light, as we have said. Now, we will give an analogy, because we love analogies. You see, if you buy a cake mix, have you tasted the cake? Of course not. But you still buy the cake mix in hopes of tasting that cake. What we are saying is that you have, as a creator, all of the ingredients to bring forth the new reality. You just have to do it. You have to take the cake, mix it, and bake it, and then taste it. That is what reality is. It is you have all the ingredients to create the reality you wish to create. You just must formulate in your mind what reality you wish to live in, and it will move forward with you, you see. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be other questions? Yes.
Any other questions?
Yes.
I have a question. The other day, I was writing a letter to a person that we
your
have.
Your brother, you are on. You are on. You are on your
this
Bluetooth.
Letter?
Yes.
Okay, great. Sorry, I keep forgetting. The other day, I was writing a letter to a person that she and I have referred to each other for the last 20 years as twin flames. Lives like in the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, and I was telling her, I said, you know, on many occasions I feel the presence of your higher self, and then I'm like, I wish I could get that close to my higher self. And then all of a sudden it came to me, and I think it was from my higher self. And it was like, you are so close to your higher self that you don't even realize you're separate, you're different. Your higher self is so connected to you, you don't even think about it as someone else. Is that kind of the way it is normally when you're, you know, raising it? We'll go into a different dimension. Do you feel like that? Do you feel like it's one thing, one?
You are asking for confirmation here of what you are receiving within yourself, and we would say certainly yes, you are confirming this, that you are connecting with your higher self. But you must understand that you have never been unconnected from your higher self. You have always had that. You just have forgotten it. But it is coming back more and more to all of you, we will say here. Not just some of you, but all of you will eventually feel this connection more fully as you are feeling at times now. All of you are getting those glimpses here and there and realizing that, yes, indeed, you are one with your higher self. There is no disconnect. You have always been connected. You will always be connected because you are your higher self, and your higher self is you. Shoshana.
Oh, we will share on this. May we share, dear brother?
Yes.
Dear brother, the higher God self of you and of all is a higher expression. It is a fifth dimensional expression. And beyond the fifth dimension, you see.
Mm-hmm.
We know you. We will confirm this for you. We know you. You are a being of love. You are a being of service. You are connected completely with your higher self. And yet, you are human. And you are expressing through the third dimensional realm because that is your existence now. But we will say that the vast majority of time that you spend within your expressions and your experience is a higher expression, is a love expression, is a fifth dimensional expression, you see. And as one who serves has given, all of you are connected. You are connected. It is finding that connection. It is listening to that connection. It is acknowledging that connection. It is being that connection that creates the seamless expression of you and your higher aspect as one, you see. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question. Hi. We know that the White Hats and Putin is going into Ukraine to remove the deep state, Khazarian mafia, biolabs, et cetera. Could this, after they're finished, could this likely move on to Taiwan by China's White Hats to continue removing these people? And is there any way to know if this will go on for a long time or a swift situation?
We will tell you that what is occurring there is in process of occurring across the entire planet, not in terms of war directly, but in terms of raising vibrations in various areas across the planet that are needing this, that have those pockets of darkness that we have spoken of many times. And these pockets of darkness are becoming illuminated by the light more and more. And this will continue on. And we cannot tell you directly, though, as to what will transform from this. But we can tell you that you are in the process of the beginning of those dominoes falling here. That is all we can say on this. Shoshana maybe can give more if she wishes.
You will share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, of course.
Dear sister, there is a cleanup crew in process. There is much cleanup going on. We cannot give a time frame, but we will tell you, as one who serves has given, that the dominoes are falling. We caution all not to pay attention to any mainstream news channel, as they are giving false information so that their advertisers will continue on with them. Advertisers are third dimensional enterprises that cannot hear the truth. So in order for these news stations to move forward, they must give false information to continue collecting their paychecks. So we will say that you are all on the right track, moving forward into alternative stations, to alternative news, and because you are very connected, you can hear the truth. You have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. You have them, you see. So this will continue until it is over, until the world is uplifted into a fifth dimensional consciousness state, as that is the goal. Ascension is the goal. So time is irrelevant here. Only movement in consciousness and opening our hearts to all that is happening and understanding the truth of the truth is where your attention must lie. Namaste.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there any other questions here?
Yes, the one, sir. Can you hear?
Yes, we hear you.
Yes, I do have a question. Is there a tip that you can provide us we anchor ourselves into the fifth dimension and above. I'm going to speak for myself, sorry. I anchor myself in the fifth dimension and above. Is there a way to anchor, or is it necessary to anchor our physical spaces, such homes, such our bank accounts, jobs, stuff like that? Would that help with the releasing of the 3D matrix and shifting into the higher dimensions?
Very good. Yes. What would help all of you, and this has been given many times, is as you raise your vibration, all around you as well. And if you focus on your home that you are living in and feeling and expressing the light throughout your home, that is raising the vibration of that space, or the space in your yard around you, or wherever it might be. You can raise the vibration of an entire town, village, city. And we do this very often on your these Sunday calls in your guided meditation that we bring to you, where you are raising the vibration of the entire planet. So yes, you can do this as you go out into nature, especially, and you find yourself alone in nature, not so much with other people, but alone, and feel the vibration around you, feel the connectedness around you. And you are not only raising that space where you are, but you are raising the entire surrounding space as well. And it continues on and on and on. That is how this is all working. That is how more and more people across the planet are awakening here, just by doing exactly what you are talking about. Shoshana?
We will share. May we share with you, dear sister?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Dear sister, what is the tip you wish to have? And what part of your fifth dimensional experience that you wish to have is not happening for you?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the first question?
What is the tip? You asked for a tip from the one who serves. What is the tip you wish to have? And what part of your fifth dimensional movement forward in consciousness is not working for you that you would require another tip?
The releasing of the 3D matrix of per se, we can say about finances is just constantly showing up there, and you know, I keep hearing from the spirit to teachers, you know, unplug from the 3D matrix. So I'm like, so I'm wondering how to do the process. How is that? Is that by intention? Is by physically doing it, or how, you know, the method to doing it?
Dear sister, what we hear is that your finances are not in sync with you. Is that correct?
That is correct. Also, in contacting higher dimensional beings such as my mighty I Am presence as well. So
this is a complex subject, dear sister. There is much to do to release the cultural programming that holds most back. We will say, when you hear unplug from the 3D matrix, do you still have to pay your electric bill? Of course you do. So unplugging from the 3D matrix means unplugging from the attachment, unplugging from the programming. Once an individual unplugs from the attachment to their finances, once an individual unplugs from the fear of being limited, it will go away. That is what unplugging means, unplugging from the cultural programming. So we will suggest that you seek that. You seek to be unattached to all that you do. We say to have a goal, a financial goal, and then let it rest and it will come into fruition. It is the attachment, the fear, the limitation, the programming that holds all back. And the I Am presence, goodness, there are students that practice this for 20 years. You must begin to ensconce and to immerse yourself into the I Am discourses and make a goal to practice them in every waking thought. Namaste.
And we would say here, think about how, when you speak about unplugging from the matrix, think about how you have all unplugged from your media matrix here. You have all unplugged from that. You are unplugging from the fear that is generated by your mass media. So that is a tool that you have utilized here to unplug from the attachment to all of this, as Shoshana is saying. We are needing now to release channel here. We take one more question and then your email question, and then we are ready to release here. Would there be any one more question, or do we go to your email question? Very good. Then yes, your email question.
Okay. Somebody needs to mute themselves, please. This is a question from somebody in Australia. They wanted to know specifically, they've been told and channeled to tap supplies, prepare for some closures, et cetera. And they wanted to know if this is what's happening right now in Australia. There's massive floods happening. And they also wanted to know if this is nature or cabal driven.
Very good. We would say here, the second part of that, it is certainly what you call cabal driven. It is not nature here. It is a process that is happening by the cabal, by the forces of darkness, to continue to wreak havoc, to create that chaos, to create fear. And yes, indeed, you're hearing much before this about preparing for these changes in terms of having the supplies and those things necessary. It is always good to have that. It's for everyone here that is on this call or reading these words after. It is always good to have these supplies on hand, because there will come a time, just as there is now in this Australia and other places as well, where this is needed. And if you were able to heed this information earlier, then you would be ready for it, as this is coming for your area, and it is also going to be coming for others as well. Those 3 days or 10 days of darkness that you have been hearing about is indeed a very strong possibility as we are moving further into this year here. That is how we answer it. Shoshana?
We will add to this. The weather modification system that operates through darkness operates very well when humans are in fear. When humans generate the vibration of fear and limitation. So we must say, for that person that has given this question, do not fear. Find your faith, and you will move forward in consciousness regardless of what the darkness is pulling off this time. They will continue to operate and operate well as long as the humans generate the vibration of fear. Turn it to faith. Namaste.
Very good. Then we are done for the time. Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
We do not have a message. We will just say that all the brave souls that continue to participate in this beautiful light community will move forward together and in great joy and love and understanding. And they will take those with them that wish to go with them seamlessly. Namaste.
Very good. And we would very simply say in 3 words, just do it. Shanti, peace be with you.
Shanti,
either one.
Peace be with you.
Wonderful.